For the more pshita, avad the tevel means you have tfuah. You didn't take off truma meisus yet. Avad you're not allowed to eat it. Avad it's muksa. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? And the more latzricha betevel tovu mid rabbonin. The chiddush is even though it's only yechiv mid rabbonin. What's the case? Shezora ba'otzis shein anokiv. That you planted these vegetables or fruits in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. Therefore, it's only mechuyim mid rabbonin. That's the chiddush. Even though it's only an ism mid rabbonin, still it's called muksa on Shabbos. Because the maisa, you're not allowed to eat this peris now till you take off truma. So maisa, since you can eat it, it's not edible, it's not called an eichel, it lies muksa. V'loi b'maisa rishon, shloi not the trumosai. Maisa rishon, you didn't take off the trum gedoilom. For the more pshita, avadim it's also, you didn't take off trum gedoilom. Loi tzricha shekbima b'kri. I say the case is,
you're holding off kuf chof ches. Again on top. Volei maiserishin. You can't move on Shabbos maiserishin shlo not through trumosai. For the more pshita, if you didn't take off the truma, you didn't take off even trumas maiser. So vadev it's also tita, vadev it's muksa. More let's richo shek dimo bikri. We're talking about you gave it to the Levi when it was already bikri. That means it was a gemar malochim. The tfuah was already put into its final process. You made into a pile and you smoothed down the pile. And Shinotum Meno Meiser, we're talking about Yitaka took off Trumas Meiser. Shinotum Meno Meiser, but not the Meno Trum Gedirla. But you didn't take off Trum Gedirla. His mouth, the Tame, I would have thought, could you omelet a popple abaya, like a popple yes to kasha to abaya before? Even though you didn't take off Trum Gedirla, still it should be mutat it. Because since the Levi got it, the Levi got it. When it was Bikri, and then the Levi took off Trumas Maisa, maybe that's all you have to do. Kamash Malon, Kiddushani Le Abaya. Kamash Malon, like Abaya, answered back, no. When do we say the Levi is Potiph and Trum Gedalom? If the Levi got it, one's only Bishibolim. The Levi got it before Meruach, so it wasn't Mechuyiv yet in Trum Gedalom. So since it wasn't Mechuyiv, the Chiv is not Chaledim. But here, when the Levi got it, it was already Gdimu Bikri, it was already in the Matzah, what's Chayiv and Trum Gedalom. So then the Chiv doesn't go off. So even though he took off Trumas Maisa, the Levi, still it's also Tidit, and that's why the Mishnah says it's Muksa. Vaita B'loyes Maisa Sheni. Who was in Maisa Sheni, now let touch on Shabbos if you weren't Poydurit. Because you can't eat it out of your Yerushalayim. So the more Pshit, Avad, if you weren't Poydurit, Avad, you can't eat it, it should be Muksa. Loi Tzricha, the Niftuv, Loi Niftuv Kilchosen. No, a Chiddush is you were Poydurit, you took money and set aside that the Maisa Sheni should become Chulin and the money should become Maisa Sheni. No, what type of money did you use? A flat coin that has no picture on it. The Rachman Omer, the Torah says, "V'tzato hakesef yodecha," that you can only be paid the Maisa Sheni on a kesef that has a tzura to it. It has to be a coin that has a picture on the coin. So if you take an asimon, a flat coin that has no picture, you're not yotze the din pidyon by Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the peri will still have a kedushas Maisa Sheni on it, and therefore it's muksa because you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Hegdish, what's the case of hegdish that you are paid? Shechilulay agabe karka. You use karka to machalit. Rachmon oma v'nosna kesef akomloy. The Torah says if you want to be paid the Hegdish, you have to use something like kesev, something that's for nosana kesev akomloi, with ash and dobra nitim miyad liyad, something you could give over. Mashenkin karka, you can't give over karka, therefore you're not allowed to be mechalal hegdish on karka. So if you were mechalal hegdish, the locher is, it's not chal the pidyon, therefore the chayfut is still hegdish, therefore it's also the touch on Shabbos, the blaiz muksi has no use.
Yeah, the mission says, but that you can't carry, this is muksa. So Luf, Rashi said in the Mishnah, was a type of a bean, it was a type of a kidneys. That's called Luf. Min kidneys, shena royichai afil lebehema. You can't eat a Luf raw, only if you cook it. So on Shabbos you can't cook. Smela blives muksa. Tan Rabbonin, metatla netachatzuf. This you could touch, this is not called muksa. Mifnei shu maichul etzviyim. It's a food that you give to tzviyim, to the deers, so it's called a maichul behema, it's not muksa. Rashi learns, what's a chatzuf? Rashi esav, a type of a herb. She mishtareish boimik. The shurish goes deep down. Connect the yench roshim is pashtin. It doesn't shoot out on the sidewards. O boy tichim Yeshua es oris Yisrael. Yeshua made the gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, with this type of a plant. Because it goes straight down. So that's exactly the gvul where Eretz Yisrael ends. So from one shevet to another shevet. Viesachardol, you could touch mustard on Shabbos. Pevneishu machul yoinim. You feed it to the birds. So it's called the maichul behemah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, af metaltlin shivreis kuches. You should know you could even touch broken glass on Shabbos. Aye, what is broken glass roi for? Who eats broken glass? So tomorrow, yeah, mevnei shu meichel in the muyis. It's this bird eats it. Who's in the muyis? It's Rashi benois hayana. Benois hayana is a big bird. This bird eats broken glass. So without you can feed it to a bird. It's what? Nostrich, yeah. They eat broken glass. So it's called a kli for Shabbos. It's not muksa. Omalei Rav Nosson. Ella Mayata, if you can tell me about somebody in the world eats it, it's not called muksa. A bundle full of zmeris, full of zmeris is the reeds of the vine, full of vines, is yitaltlu. You should also be allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Mifneishu Michael Apilin, you know, eats it, elephants eat it. So the if you want to find somebody that eats it, you have an elephant that eats the zmeris. So it shouldn't be like muksa. So the more of Rab Shimon Gamliel, Namu Yashrichi. Pilin la shrichi. That's a chilek. He says, ostrich, this bird is shriach. So therefore, wherever you have broken glass, we say it's possible to feed it to this bird. Therefore, it's called muchin, it's not called muksan. Of elephants are not shriach to have around. So therefore, if you have a bunch of zmeiras, since you can't use it, it's only aymet. For an elephant, you don't have an elephant around, it blives muksan. Omar ha-meimah zokta meimah shenobu hu diyistle nemuyis. He like dingzich and says no. Havad nemuyis tamazo, it's not shriach. Not too many people have these birds. So that if we say it's mutter to metalto broken glass, because you could feed him, it's only if the maisa you have this animal. And halacha we hold like a meimer. As you say there's any maichel behemer, it's only not muksum if either the behemas are shchiach all around you, moshel dogs today. So if you have a bone in your house, since the maisa dog could eat it and dogs are shchiach around, so it wouldn't like muksa a bone. Because a bone the dog could eat, it's called muchin. Mashenkin, if you have some food, only a special animal, only a lion eats. Without nobody has lions around here, avad oblaib muksam. If it's not shchiach to have the haim around, even though it's a maichel for that fame, oblaib muksam. Now we hope for our maimus for him. Luyitsu, somebody has a lion in his house. He has this behema, and a lion eats this food. Then it wouldn't oblaib muksam for you. If you have this nemuyas, like a maimus says, if you have this bird, then you're allowed to touch glass, because it's called muchin for him. But something that's not shchiach, and you don't have the animal in your house, then it's oblaib muksam. You don't have to set to touch the maris, because Pilin could use it. So you have to have who the Yisle. So Maram Ravashi la Meimah, for the Ravashi ta Meimah, El de Komala Rav Nosson la Shem Gamliel. The one Rav Nosson asked the Kasha to Rav Shem Gamliel, Chavile is the maris yitaltal. When he asked him the Kasha, according to your Svarim, that this bird could eat the glass, who are then the vines should also be mutted to metaltal. Why? Mifneishu Michael Pilin. Because you could give it to elephants. The amount elephants eats this food, it should be called a Michael Behema. So the Gemara, why didn't the Meimah answer the same terror? It's a Yisle Pilin, a Mailoi, and a Gemonashach. According to you, a Meimah, that he only is Matir. When you have the bird, it's here also. If you have elephants, and a Chanami, it's like it would be Mutter. Because according to a Meimah's Pshat, like what was the Kasha from an elephant? A Meimah is saying it's only Mutter when you have the bird. So in a Chanami, if a person has an elephant, he avad is allowed to touch vines on Shabbos. Because since a vine is a maichel for an elephant, it wouldn't be called muksa. Elo the teretz is roi. Where Avad Rav Shimon Gamliel himself meant to say no. Avi, the broken glass, is roi to give to Nemuyas. Avi, it's roi, even though you don't have the bird, he was matarit. His hochinami ro. Avad Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, he doesn't hold like a meimer. He's zichel ro. Since this bird, Nemuyas, could eat the klis chuchis, so metal it's mutter for everybody to touch it. So, Med Rav Nosson asked him a good kasha. If you have a sorrow for Roy, who are din zemaris, just vines, should also be mutter to metaltum, because it's Roy for an elephant to use it. So, in Echnami, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, just the fact that any animal could eat it, it makes a race muksa. But Allah, we don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Allah, we only hold like a meimer. Tarvad, it's only called muchin if you have the animal, or else it's shchiach to be around the neighborhood, like dogs. But a maichel to feed an animal that you don't have, and it's not shchiach around, avad oblaib muksa. So the Maram Rabbaya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for Rabbi Shimon, for Rabbi Yishmael, for Rabbi Akiva, kula svirlu, so you'll hold one svar, like one shittim, that kol yischro b'nei melochim heim. We look at yidin as if they're all b'nei melochim. That means every yid is roi to have everything. He's roi to have everything. There's no such thing to say that since he's poor, it's not roi for him. No, every single yid is roi to be b'nei melochim. That means they're roi to have everything. Now, what's the roi all hold these shittas? Rav Shimon Gamliel hodi amaron. Rav Shimon Gamliel's svar was that since the nemuyas could eat the klis chuches, Therefore, he holds every single year there's a lot of touch of Kli Tzuchus on Shabbos. It's not called Muksum. Why? Because it's roi to give it to the Nemuyis. Ah, you don't have one. The Teretz is, Kol Yisrael is roi to have one. Same thing says Zemiris. It's roi to give the elephants this type of a food. It's not called Muksum. I, Lamaisi, you don't have an elephant. That's not the Shimon Gamliel. There's a Svara, Kol Yisrael is roi to have everything. So about for one person, the person who does have the elephant, or the person who does have this bird, is roi to touch it, everybody is roi to touch it. Reb Shimon, where do we see the svara? Reb Shimon holds the svara. The Tanan. B'nei malachim sochin agabi makasayim shemen verin. We had a locha before that on Shabbos to take regular shemen, regular oil, that you use to rub on your body a whole week, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos also. No, special oil that you don't use the whole week, then it's muchach, you do on the shem refuah, that's also to do on Shabbos. So shemen verin is very expensive oil. So yeah, we said, b'nei malachim, they're roy to use it on Shabbos also. Because since they use this special shemen a whole week, for them, if they use it on Shabbos, it's not nikur, it's being done the shem before. That's the way they rub themselves all week, it's mutter. Shekein darkin, she b'nei malachim, losach b'chol. Well, even on the weekday, b'chol, they also use the shemen. Stam, to rub themselves, enjoyment. So, male, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos also. Yeah, b'shimon says, name. Mashmah kwanta tanakama, though, only b'nei malachim is mutter. But for regular yid, that's not a b'nei malachim, he's not so rich, that he doesn't use shemen verit stam to rub himself. He only uses it for refuah. He's also to use it on Shabbos. Because for him, it's mucha milsi, he's doing the shem refuah. Reb Shimon Aiman Ein, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim Ein. He also knows every single yid is allowed to use shemen verit even on Shabbos. Why? Because every yid is roi to have it. So whether you'd use it on the weekday or not, it's my nafkamina. It's not mucha, you're doing the shem refuah. Every single yid is roi to have the nicest things. So when you use shemen verit now, we don't say it's nikah, you're doing the shem refuah. Stam, you're a yid, you deserve it, it's not called m'shem refuah. See, Reb Shimon holds from this far also. You're allowed to use this oil on Shabbos. We don't make a gzeir which should look like you're doing Mishem Refuah and to ask him Mishem Gzeir, you come to be over this. No. Even in the weekday, without a wound, they rub themselves with this oil. It's not Niki, you're rubbing yourself with Shem Refuah, it's Mutta. And if Shimon says, everybody could use this Shem and Verin, because every year there's a name of Lachim. Right, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, what's the right? They hold the Svara, the Tanya. You owe somebody $1,000. So Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 mona, and he doesn't have the money to pay up. And Shimon says, Reuven, give me my money. Reuven, the loiva, is wearing a very expensive suit. So the Tanakhama holds mavshita noisai. We tell him take off your suit and sell the suit. It's $100 suit. Sell it. Or mavisha noisai. It's the haruyaloi, and we give you $10 suit that you deserve. From the size is extra $90 you use to pay back your malva. How's the other Tanakama? Because we're talking about now a normal person that's not really roy to wear this $100 suit. You're a normal person, you should only be wearing a $90 suit. So this extra, a $10 suit. So this extra $90 that this suit is worth, we say you don't deserve to wear it. So we'll make you sell your suit and buy a $10 suit. And these $90 you'll pay up your chayv that you owe the malva. Ton of a ton of mishum Rabbi Shmuel. We learned the name of Rabbi Shmuel, name of Rabbi Kiva. Name, Kol Yisrael Ruyim Lesi Itzdala. No matter how poor you are, every yid is right to wear the nicest suit. So even though you have a $100 suit now, we leave it by you. That's called the Leiva suit. When the Leiva has to pay up money, we never take away the clothing that he needs to live with. His own suit, we don't take away from him. So Rabbi Kiva holds, it's a svara, every yid is right to have this very expensive suit, and we don't take it away. So see, Rabbi Kiva also holds from the svara that Kol Yisrael is called B'nai Melachamim. By the chavile kash v'chavile, Samaris said in the Mishnah, what these things are muksa. Chavile etzim, chavile zaradin imeskin l'maycha beima metaltonois. It depends. If you start on the side to feed your beima, it's mutter. V'yimla vei metaltonois. But if you didn't set aside this kash, the straw, and the chavile etzim, stam the wood for your beimis, then it blabs muksa. Turn around on Chavile kash, poshta means straw. The chavile etzim, a bundle of wood. The chavile zardin, that's also a type of an asif. Rashi said a type of a soft grass. Is in heskino lemaichel behema. You mean kanam? Rashi zardin is min kanam heim, the type of reeds, type of a kanam. Rashi said. Yeah. So we have this bunch full of zardin, this bunch of reeds. is im es kinu la meichel beim, if you set it aside before Shabbos to use for meichel beim, is matalt la noisun. It's not muks, it's meichel beim, it's mutter to feed your beim on Shabbos. It's muchen. Ve yim la vei matalt la noisun. They didn't prepare it before Shabbos to feed the animals. Stam is like it's aimed for a soka for burning with. You can't do that on Shabbos, so it blives muksa. Yab Shimon Gamliel Leiner. Chavilin hanitolim biyadechot mutter. No. Even if you set it aside for your behemoth, it can't weigh too much. If you can pick it up with one hand, it's not muksa. Letautlin. But if it's such a big package that you need two hands to pick it up, it's too much of a tircha, that blives muksa, you're not going to touch it on Shabbos. That's the way Yab Shimon Gamliel holds. Allah, we don't hold like him. Like chavile siya, if you have a bundle full of siya, these are all some different type of grasses, herbs. Azoiv, or kurnius, also different type of herbs. Is echnis and liyetsim. If you cut them down and brought them into the house, I'm not to use for burning, for fuel, is ein mistak mehem Shabbos. Then avad it's muksa, and you're not allowed to change your mind and use it on Shabbos. Aber the meichel behema, if you brought it inside your house matchila, I'm not to feed your behemas with it, then it's mukhin, is mistapik mehem Shabbos. You're allowed to use these meichel, these food, to feed your behemah on Shabbos. V'koytem v'yad. You're allowed to chop it up into pieces with your hand. V'yoychel. And you're allowed to eat it. Either give to your behemah to eat or you can eat it. V'bavach l'yiktoim v'kli. But you shouldn't cut it with a kli. Cut it with a kli already. That's it's too much of a tircha. So yiktoim v'kli. K'derachel. Rash Mishnah is an issas ubdu d'chel. Could they mean him? Haiman de parim silka domi l'teichin. If you chop up a silka, that's a beet, is domi l'teichin. So kitzi, you shouldn't use a kli to cut up these herbs. Umoylel v'yoichel. You're allowed to rub it. Moylel usually have a piece of a zangin, a piece of a shiboylis, a stalk of wheat. And you want to like rub off the sheaf to be able to get the wheat out of it. That's called moylel. You're rubbing the sheaf together to get just a kernel. V'yoichel. But you can't use a kli to make this melila. To rub it with a kli, that's daima to teichin, that's also to do with a kli. And hu adin harbit, you can't do a lot at one time. Divri Reb Yehuda, zeh Reb Yehuda. V'chom maimrim, even a bigger chumra. Moilel b'rosh yetz b'yosef. If you want to roll out, you have a piece of a stalk of wheat. You want to roll the stalk just to get the kernels. You can't do it regularly. You have to make a shinui. You can only rub it with the rosh yetz b'yosef. The tips of your fingers together you could rub. V'yoichel and you could eat it. U'bavach l'yimlo b'yodai harbi. But you shouldn't use your regular whole palm and do a lot at a time. That's usur. K'derech sh'yosef b'chol. Since the derech you do in the chol, it looks like you're being teichin, like you're grinding. So that's usur to do on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do with a shinui with rosh yetz b'yosef. Right. V'chein, the same aloch is the amisa. Rashi kam meforish my amisa. More will soon explain what's amisa. V'chein bepigam. These all different type of herbs. V'chein b'shar mini tavlin. All different type of tavlin. The same aloch. If you want to rub them to get the kernel out of the shaft, you only let it do with the shinui. Do it only with the tips of your hands. My amisa. What's amisa? And the Gemara Nia. That's what it is. Siya, what does the siya mean? Omer of Yehuda, Sisri. No, Rashi has taichim here, under the yog exactly, Shadriyat Rashi Leviya, Lashanacher, Polio. No, Ezoiv, what's the navel? Ezoiv, that's our barsa. Rashi, Ishniya. No, different type of growth, different type of herbs. Kurnisa Shema, that's its name. For the Marai Voahu, the Yomaluhu, Man Boyer Kurnisa. Somebody asked, like in the marketplace, who wants to buy Kurnisa? V'yishdaka chashi, and they gave him chashi. So you see, kurnisa is chashi. It's not kurnis. So the Mori Ella siya sasri, siya that's sasri. That's good. Eizay v'abarsom kurnisa. What is kurnisa? That's chashi. Don't say kurnisa is kurnis is kurnisa. No, kurnisa is chashi. But these are all different type of herbs, right? Itma bosom lich. If you have a piece of meat that wasn't cooked yet, but I caught one and was salted though. A salted piece of meat is mutl tautl b'shabbos. It's not called muksa. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. Bosa tofil, shrashim means sheinu maluch. You have raw meat that wasn't even salted yet. So what's the loch? Is it muksa or not? Rav Huna Rama mutl tautl. It's still mutl tautl. It's not called muksa. Rashi mutla taltus. Rashi learns the less lay muksa betutl. He doesn't know from muksa altogether. That's why he holds mutla taltun. Because really, raw meat that you didn't salt yet, you can't use it. You can't eat it. So b'zay, why should it be mutter? So Rashi learns he doesn't know from muksa. Negei teruchas tutl. You're allowed to touch something that's muksa. Rav Chizda Rama osla taltla. He doesn't know it's also advised muksa. A raw piece of meat that wasn't salted, you can't use it. He holds it's muksa. Now sumi mazda. Rav Huna Rama mutla taltloi. How could you say Huna holds mutter? I've Rav Huna talmid the Rav heavy. Rav Huna was a talmud from Rav. The Rav Rav Yehuda svirlei. The istle muksa. And Rav Yehuda shita alamolas we hold for muksa. It's a chomadigadin muksa. You can't touch it. So how could Rav Huna hold here? You're allowed to touch unsalted raw meat. And the Gemara, but muksa liachilo sablok Rav Yehuda. The Issa muksa has two parts to it. Something that's muksa befrat if it's an oichel, eshen you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Issa achilo, like this here raw meat. Something that's maksa bedaita not to use, you're not allowed to eat it. There's an Issa achilo. Who is in a beitza, an egg that's born on Shabbos is muksa. You're not allowed to eat this egg if it's born on Shabbos. And then there's a lach of tukul, that achutz from the Issa, you're not allowed to eat the egg. Who is in, you're not allowed to be metal to the egg. That's a kaldik Issa. Not so chomet tutul as it is achil eating it. In the first shem say you'll see in the Gemara Beitzah that there Rashi sheet there is we hold the eish muktzas osim midiraisa. Rashi has a sheet according to Rabba muktzas osim midiraisa. And we dash from the pasuk vayu biyomeshishia v'chinu that you have to be making the food you want to eat on Shabbos from before Shabbos. So some sefer says the avad Rashi only means for Yisra achilah. That you're not allowed to eat something that's muksa, that's possible to be in the osim midiraisa. That's a chomet the kisa. And then there's another halacha. Stam, you can't touch it. Not to touch muksa, that's sikha only osim of the rabbonim. So Mara say now, when does Rav is machrim in hilchus muksa like if you done, that's nagei tachila. Something that's an oichel, that's muksa, you're not allowed to eat it. Mashenkein, but muksa letiltul, sublok yabashimin. Nagei tistam are allowed to touch muksa. You don't want to eat the muksa. You only want to touch it. Then in chami Rav, and that din is sikha only with the rabbonim. And then Rav is makel hos like yabashimin. That's how Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Rama Osla Tautla. He does know. You're not allowed to touch raw meat. That's not salted. For the more I've Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami, Ikloy Leve Rav Chizda. He went into Rav Chizda's house. For Chosen, he saw who Bar Avzo. He saw a chicken, a duck, Bar Avzo. Devi Kome Tautli Luhu, Mi Ishimsha Litula. He saw somebody carrying it from the shade, from the sun into the shade. He said it was a Geshochtin duck that was there, and he saw somebody touching it on Shabbos. So the Chura, according to Rav Chizda, the Yom Rav Chizda, and Chizda himself said, Chesor and Kitz, Kochazina Hocha. I see people taking care of the money. There is a duck here was in the sun. The sun would have ruined it. It would be mafsid money. So Master Chizda said, it's a good thing you did. That you took the duck out of the sun and brought it inside. It's a good thing. You saved yourself money. So you see, Rav Chizda is matted to touch raw meat. And here was a raw chicken. It wasn't cooked yet. So how come he's matted to die? He holds raw meat as muksa. And the Gemara Shani Baravza the Chosel Yumtza. Hey, Shem Chizda is mechalik between a meat of a behema and the meat of a chicken or a bird. The meat of a bird is very soft, so that's Chosel Yumtza. You can eat it raw. People are more eat raw birds. So about you can eat a raw bird, Mela's not called Muksa. Therefore, Shem Chizda said it was mutter to touch this duck from the sun into the shade. Mashenkin, we're talking about raw meat. That's more harder. Raw meat, Rav Chizda holds people don't eat raw. So if Rav Chizda holds raw meat is muksa, but a raw chicken or birds, that's not muksa. Tana Rabbon, we'll soon see how he passed. Tana Rabbon, dag maliach, you have a raw fish, but it's salted, I call upon him, is mutla tautloi. Because it's raw teeth, you can eat a raw fish that's salted. Dag toffel, you have a raw fish that wasn't even salted, is osla tautloi. You're not letting it tautloi, you can't touch it. Right, says nobody eats raw fish that's not even salted. It's not edible, therefore blags muksa on Shabbos. Again, if you have raw fish in your freezer, you have to know it's muksa, you can't touch it. Boser, what about raw meat? We pass an alocha, bein tofu, whether the meat is raw, not even salted. Or bein maliach, even if it is salted, still mutla tautloi. Still, you're allowed to be metalkrit. That's what we pass in the gears to stomach rib shimin. So why is meat mutter? You have to say meat is mutter because some people do eat raw. I call upon them, some people eat raw meat. What? Vice and worst times, no. The raw fish they didn't eat. Krashi dag toffel osa tautle. The ain't a roi leklum. Nobody eats raw fish. Or the klovim, I could give it to a dog. A dog would eat it. Lav dait le mishdayu. It's not aimed to throw it to dogs. We're talking about raw fish that you're going to eventually eat yourself. So kol zman, you didn't cook it, it's not roi. Avo meliach, mashenkin, salty fish, necho chaye de mochay. People eat it roi. Mashenkin writes us from the Gemara, poshet boser, meat is edible roi. So the machlek is what the Gemara means exactly by boser. In the Magen Avraham wants to be medav, it's sold alocha, if boser here only means like the Gemara before, only chicken. Chicken meat, the Gemara just said a svar, it's very soft, that people eat roi. Venachnami, meat of behemoth, then the Magen Avraham holds it's awesome. But the other achren and the grua holds not like that, and aloha, it could be makom, they held the Gemara means stam. Gemara says stam aloshin, boser, mash, many type of meat. Even though it's behemoth meat, now the Gemara holds not like the b'chizda. Behemoth meat also, sometimes people eat it grua. So the shayla is, some people want to say that was only bizman ha-gemara that people used to eat grua meat. But bizman is that it's hela maitri, nobody eats grua meat. So I think Ramesha Taq is also, I think, Machmed. It says that Bizman Azir, raw meat should lie muksa on Shabbos. Machmin, if you have in your freezer raw meat, you can, you want to get something out of the freezer, you're not allowed to move on the side the raw meat because it lies muksa. Alright, that's a shayla. Rafi Pachas had Gemara with Mashmet's Mutter. Some people want to say, it is the Mutter Bizman Azir, that some places people do eat raw meat. Alright, that's a shayla. But Bizman Gemara Koponim, raw meat is not muksa.
All the meat is salted.
Yeah, but still the same svara. Nobody eats it though the way it is now. Still the same svara. Moshe wants to sign him as man is there now. Nobody eats raw meat, even if it's salted. You don't eat it. And it could even be what the Gemara means salt. What the Gemara means salted, I don't think it just means kashid. Gemara means salted, I think, means that mamash has a lot of salt in it. So it makes it, you know, taste it a little bit. You can eat it a little bit. Yeah, right. Marinade, right. That you can eat, right. But raw meat is manazer, about nobody eats it. It's a shayla. Hell is good. It's salted. That's what we're saying. Dog malich is good. That people do eat, right? Right. Tana Rabbanan. Metat lemetat somish. You're allowed to touch bones on Shabbos. Vavneishu meichel uklov. Because you can give it to a kelev, to a dog. And kelevs are shchiyach. So merely you're allowed to, it's not called muksa. Vosa tapuach. You're allowed to touch also on Shabbos. Vavneishu meichel uchayach. Tapuach rashi masriach.